Party line votes happen all the time in the legislature, but the audit committee is usually different. State Auditor Jan Mueller has worked at the Audit Bureau since the early 80s. Her office said Wednesday was the first time Mueller could remember lawmakers voting the way they did to reject a proposed audit. Republicans had wanted the Audit Bureau to look into how the nearly $100 million the state budgets for SAGE gets spent, why some schools opt out, and why others ask for exemptions to let their class sizes grow. Hudson Republican Kitty Rhodes was irritated when Democrats denied that request.
I sure hope that we have not started down what I believe will be a very slippery and embarrassing slope.
But Democrats question Republicans' motives. GOP lawmakers have criticized the SAGE program for its lack of consistency. Some have said it's unfair to spend more money on the program because not all districts qualify for the extra aid. Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan of Wauwatosa co-chairs the audit committee. He said his members were worried any audit would be used as ammunition against SAGE.
Unfortunately, there are a number of folks who I think were concerned that it might have been used against the program in the course of the budget process as we're entering into that. People just feel a sense of trepidation.
Sullivan said any questions Republicans had could be answered directly by the state superintendent's office. This debate will undoubtedly continue. Governor Jim Doyle has proposed increasing SAGE funding by about $20 million over the next 2 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.